Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Welcome to the 49ers Rush Podcast, the best 49ers Rush Podcast, because it's the John and Wayne Show 49ers Rush Podcast. Wayne, how are we doing on this Victory Tuesday? Oh, we got the air horns. That's what I'm talking about. How we doing, man?
We back. You know, we back live and in action. I think the faithful missed us more than they missed the 49ers off the bye week, because that was a weird outing in Tampa, but good news is we got the dub. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, dub is a dub. Doesn't matter how you get it. You just got to go get it. So I'm good, man. I'm good. And I think the 49ers will figure, once the continuity is there offensively, defensively, special teams, I believe, once that continuity comes back, man, we should be good going. We'll hit that rhythm. We'll get into a stride. I'm so sure of it.
Yeah, the thing is, like, it's funny because being at the game was exhausting. It was a rough game. The heat, it was one of the hottest games I've ever been to, and I'm from Texas. It was just rough. I remember going down at halftime to get some more water, and everybody was just down in the shaded area, just, like, watching football on their phones. Like, it was just a tiring game. I don't think the 49ers played, exceptionally well, but you got the win. And at the end of the day, that's the most basic. You can win by 50. You can win by 3. A win is a win. It's that simple. So the 49ers got that. And now you're back above 500. You're a half game out of first place. You have the Seattle Seahawks this week. I really do feel the 49ers constantly just teetering between this, hey, we control our own destiny, all of our goals are right there, to, man, we can kind of blow this game in the fourth quarter. So, like, I don't know. What are your main takeaways from this Bucs game about the narrative that is the 49ers in this 2024 season?
I think our expectations were just through the roof, because we were getting the majority of our guys back, and then we got hit with the curveball of Christian McCaffrey being out with the Achilles injuries. And, you know, going into the season, knowing that you were going to be down to Dre Greenlaw, the expectations were set high. And then all of a sudden, you lose Hargrave. You're losing players that I think are, like, detrimental to the team. Like, you know, like, you're losing key players. You're not just losing depth. So it changed things up a little bit. And I think the one thing that we haven't really talked about much, you know, I've been a big guy high on guys is going to get together, and I never use the C word, like the continuity. We talk about it with the offensive line, but the continuity with the wide receivers, the continuity with the running backs, the continuity, like, everybody's got to figure it out. And when Kyle's throwing different, like, sets of players out there each and every time. So the blocking is going to be a little off. The running backs are going to be a little off. Receivers aren't going to line up right or run the right route. It's just a weird thing. And so in Kyle's system, it looks like it's failing. We're not putting up points like we normally do, like we expect it to. And so, like, it's a growing pain. And so I've been pretty optimistic about it. And I think people know that. And it's more just, guys, we just, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we get out of there by the skin of our teeth. But if you watched the game, you knew damn well not 1 minute of that game the Bucs dominated. They get a turnover, they capitalize off of it, and it changes the energy. And then all S hits the fan at that point, right? We start missing field goal after field goal. It's always something weird that causes the 49ers to kind of like crumble. And so they through that adversity right there, they found a way to overcome it. I will say that. So it's just like, weird.
Man, I want to give a shout out to my man, Brian. He emailed me this week, and we've got a lot of positive stuff coming in today's show. But here's what he asked me, and I had to adjust it a little bit, and I kind of added to it a little bit. He asked me, he said, is it time now to start worrying about the 49ers defense? What they've done in the fourth quarters, 6 out of 9 games, fourth quarter collapses. Now, you've won 3 and you've lost 3 of those games. Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks, Cowboys, Chiefs, Bucks. You're 3-3. All of those games were winnable, but the fourth quarter defense continues to be a major issue. You just gave up 10 points to the Bucks in the fourth quarter alone. The 49ers are 29th, Wayne, out of 32 teams in fourth quarter scoring. You're giving up almost close to 10 points a game. Here, let me just list the amount of fourth quarter points in those games. 10 versus the Bucks, all fourth quarter only. 14 Cowboys, 14 Chiefs, 7 Seahawks, 11 Cardinals, 13 Rams. Help me understand. Now, again, Steve Wilks led the NFL in this last year. I understand the defense is different without Trey Greenfall, Hargrave, a couple other players. Why is there such a discrepancy between the 49ers' first three quarters on defense and the fourth quarter?
Well, part of it is what you just mentioned. You're missing Greenlaw, you're missing Hargrave. And I know a lot of people feel like that shouldn't be an excuse. The second part of it is you got a new defensive coordinator that's never coordinated before in his life. That's number two. The third part is it's a bunch of young motherfuckers out there on the football field. Look, man, they make mistakes at the worst opportune times, man. And so, yeah, the scoring, it's bad. And the defense, you know, it's something when they get to that fourth quarter, John, where they just, it's not that they run out of gas. I feel like they just run out of rhythm. Like somebody's trying to make a big play. No, don't make the big play. Make the right play. You don't got to go for the boom tackle, the head explosion pop off the shoulder. No, just wrap and tackle. You're getting missed tackles. You're getting, and a lot of it, you got to give credit to the offensive coordinators of the teams. They're looking to stick to running the damn ball. And it's not like they're outside zoning it, right? They're powering right up the middle where the rotation is slim and guys are tired. So it's a lot of factors that go into the fourth quarter scoring and why the defense isn't, you know, it's a lot. This game, they gave up a total of 20 points. You got to subtract 7 points because of that bumhead special teams play. But I thought the defense overall looked good. They had moments, though, where they got gashed up the middle by Bucky Irvin. Moments. Yep. And when was that? In the fourth quarter. And what were they doing? Running up the middle. And so when the offensive line, and I will say this, is doing two things. One, they're just getting to the linebackers. I don't know what you want me to say, John. The offensive line can't get to the linebackers. If your linebackers can't make the tackles on these running backs, that's a problem. And it's not like they're just missing tackles. There was a missed tackle or two. But they literally can't get to off the block clean enough. And it's just like, dang. So, like, now the hole is bigger than what it is. And if you get an elusive guy like a Bucky Irvin, he's going to cut. It's a one-cut guy. Sounds like Mostert. Like, he's just that guy. And so, like, we get gashed. And I think when we get gashed, the opposing teams could stick with the consistency of that. It's like, oh, snap. It's like they can't sub in. Keep running it. They can't sub out. Keep running it. That's what you do until the Niners find a way to, like, stop it. Like, and then when they stop it, they could get the proper rotation in there. So it was a bunch of stuff, I think, that faults the 49ers defense in those particular situations. And you watched that. You were there. So that last game, when Nick Bosa didn't make that sack on 4th and 7, I want to know what were the words that came out of your mouth. I know they weren't pleasant because I know you. And I know you had to say something other than optimism, positivity off of that. What were you thinking? Because to me, it should have came down to that Jake Moody kick. And the 49ers could have ran that clock down if they got off the field right there defensively. Just to me.
It was just this, like, you've got to be kidding me. Because Nick Bosa wasn't even out there for a lot of that drive on 1st and 2nd down. He was on the sidelines. I was like, where is Nick Bosa at? I was sitting with the Houston chapter. Shout out to my man Ruben and everybody. We were having a great time. And it was like, dude, where is Nick Bosa? It's the most important part of the game. Why is 97 not on the field? Then they sub him in on the 3rd down. Makes a decent play. Then the 4th down happened. It was just like, this is another one of those examples where the opposing team wants it more than our team. Then you had all the penalties happened all in a row. That stuff shouldn't even happened. And then it came down to the field goal. Oh, I was red hot.
I gave the defensive credit. I gave the defense credit because they held them to a field goal. Right. Right. So you got to give them credit. You get 4 penalties
and don't break
on one drive, man.
All in a row.
I know they were. I was losing my mind. I was like, wait a minute, man. This can't be happening. I was it was the Twilight Zone. And none of them were right. Like, none of them. They were all questionable calls. And yeah. I was just like, okay. We really aren't supposed to win this game. But I get it. I get it. It was weird. But it all came because Bosa doesn't make that sack. Doesn't make the tackle. And he didn't even have to make the tackle. If I was Nick Bosa,
pull that barb. You hate Baker.
No, now play. He was like,
"Yeah, I got you, buddy. I'll hold your hand. You can make this play."
You could have did anything.
Island.
He could have did anything.
He had
a terrible game. Didn't have his best game. He only finished the game with 3 pressures. There's no way. I don't give if Nick Bosa's limping on one leg. He's gonna get 3 pressures. You mean to tell me he couldn't beat Justin School 1-on-1?
Huh? Yeah, that's dude. Huh? I'll say this. And again, I want to get to a lot of positives. We're going to get to some negatives too. It was Nick Bosa's worst game this year by a mile from PFF standards, from snap standards, from pressure standards, from impact standards. Dude, Tristan Wirfs owned that dude until Tristan Wirfs got hurt. Then Justin School, that Justin School we all know of that we drafted, comes in and holds his own.
They put
a tight end on the side. He was like, okay, I'm going to go against the backup tackle. They just put a tight end over there. And, yeah, he got chipped a lot, not saying he didn't, but it was just like, man, you could have iced the game and didn't. And then it came down to somebody that missed all those kickers. So here we go. Let's go to my man Phil. Appreciate the super chat. Phil says, time to get a kicker from the UFL. I've mentioned this before. Lick it up. He has been so consistent. So let's try to bracket this conversation around the special teams and Jake Moody. And Tabor Pepper. There's a lot to get into here. 49ers now 31st in DVOA special teams. Everybody understands it's terrible. Jake Moody coming off the injury. I get that. But 3 consecutive missed kicks in a row. Wayne, your Michigan guy, talk to us. What are your thoughts here?
It was terrible. What do you want me to say? I can't. First of all, I stand up for every 49er player out there. It doesn't matter what college they went to. With Jake Moody, though, I don't know. If he's a player that can't figure out how to get – it's not even about making kicks. It's about getting out of his head. You need to kick himself out of his own head.
I don't – the kickers.
Yeah, like, I don't – that to me, that's the bigger problem. You guys can look at the kicks and say, oh, he missed. He went 3 for 6, but he hit the game-winning field goal. You, whatever. You could be optimistic about it. You could not be optimistic about it. You could be pessimistic about it. At the end of the day, my concern is, can he get out of his own head? And I'm starting to think he can't get out of his own head. I don't know if it's going to take a talking to from somebody, a former kicker, somebody that can relate. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take.
Thank you, No, the Casio G-Shock. Thanks to its legendary toughness and timekeeping autonomy, it's no secret why the mighty G-Shock has earned its place on the wrist of weekend warriors, first responders, and militaries all over the world. But there's levels to this stuff, and there's a little-known collection of top-shelf G-Shock watches made for folks who crave the very best for everything in life. It's called the MRG. This flagship line of G-Shock watches takes the most cutting edge of tech G-Shock has to offer and blends it with the highest levels of traditional Japanese craftsmanship. We're talking about hybrid titanium and Kobarian case construction with artisanal armor-like flourishes, all honed like the edges of a samurai sword. Every beloved reference in the G-Shock collection gets coveted MRG treatment. From the original square case digital reference from 1983 to the beloved analog Frogman dive watch, all the way up to the newest fan favorite, the MRG B2100, with its octagonal bezel and its wild interlocking beams dial. Discover the full range this holiday season at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next G-Shock order.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Uncle Phil feels like, yo, let's just get another. We don't even got to go to the UFL to get a kicker. There's kickers working at Whole Foods right now, ready to come out and kick. I just think part of it is part of him just adjusting to the NFL. He's a second year player. And I don't know. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan should afford to develop this guy during the window of Super Bowls for this team. And I don't know if you can't develop a quarterback. You have to have players that could come in and get the job done. Now, listen, I will say Jake Moody was 15 for 16 prior to the injury. I don't know if the injury was a play hindered him and what, but he made the first one at 28. It was right down the middle. And then after that, he missed that one. He missed the second one. He missed the third. Like, it was weird. And so I don't know what to say.
He almost missed the game winner, but it went in.
He almost did, but almost doesn't count. And you're right. It did go in. It got in. So I don't know if that's something that's going to build his confidence. I don't know if what Debo said to him, lock in, that builds his confidence. I don't know. But something is in his head. He's in his own head. We can't bring back, you know, a lot of people want to bring back Robbie Gould. If Robbie Gould's willing to play for $2.50, then yes. But
he can't kick a 47-yard field goal. Like, and he can't do kickoffs, and we don't have anybody else that can do kickoffs.
I just don't know about Moody now. Moody, if this team wasn't contesting for Super Bowls and the window wasn't still open, I know your take on it. You don't draft special teams players as far as kickers and punters. I got you. I get your take 100%. And so I will say that this was a compensatory pick. We were playing with house money. We could have got
the highest drafted kicker in the NFL currently.
Highest drafted kicker in the NFL. And currently
he's 34th on field goal accuracy since he's been here.
And 34th. So that's worse than all the kickers in the league, right?
Yeah. How
is that possible?
We had are ahead of him.
Oh, you mean this season?
This season, yes.
Oh, I mean, he only played. Oh, that's not. Okay. Okay. I thought you meant like since he's been. Nah. Look, he could come out and go 5 for 5 and then what?
Yeah. I mean, you've already lost one game this year because of him. You lost a game last year because of him. You missed a kick in the divisional round, NFC Championship, and Super Bowl.
But he did win the NFC Championship, too. Didn't he kick the game-winning field goal? It's weird. It's so weird. It's a weird situation. So I'm going to leave it at that. I don't know what Kyle Shanahan's thinking. And at this point, I don't know.
They're not moving on from him. No, fact that Brian Schneider is still employed, like Jake Moody is safe. He literally gave him a gay ball.
I don't think.
What's that about?
Brian Schneider will be fired next at the end of the season.
Why
I can guarantee it.
Why wait?
I can guarantee it because I don't think there's anybody else that they can put in that position at this moment. I think I saw you just ride it out.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Like, I don't think I would not move on from Moody right now. I would give him some more chances.
That's exactly
the
my take on it.
There.
The upside's there.
I can tell you 100% they're not moving on from him.
Oh,
they're
I know that. And I'm with you. I feel exactly the same way. My thing is then what will be Kyle's break? He would have to literally go 50% again or less than 50%. I don't know what Kyle's breaking point is. That's what I'm trying to say.
He's loyal, man.
I know the fans' loyal. Breaking point has been broken. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say fumbles, but then there's still other people that, like, I don't know, man. Matt Breida, he turned on that dude quick.
I don't think Kyle plays when it comes to his running backs. Kickers, yeah. I think he live with. You know why? Because I feel like Kyle feels like every time we go out there, we should be able to score and not a field goal. And I think when it comes down to it, he just throws the kicker out there. Now, that's what happens, though, when you put an inexperienced kicker. That's what it is. You know, we could talk about Anders Carlson, been in the league for a while. We could talk about Mitch Wright, been in the league for. These are guys that's been in the league. They've paid their dues. They've been cut. Duh. We had to pick them up. So, like, I don't know if Kyle's going to move on from Moody, but Kyle does have zero problems moving on from third-round picks. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah, but kickers and special teams and punters, again, back to this idea of the 31st special teams unit, we have the highest drafted punter in the NFL. Highest drafted kicker in the NFL. And now let's talk about Tabor Pepper. And a lot of people have asked me about this.
What if something's wrong with the long snapper?
He had been good. He ain't been bad. We break down every special teams play that's happened 3.5 years. I've seen every Tabor snapper snap ever.
That's kind of cool.
He's sensitive as hell, man. He blocked me on social media. I think he's the only player to ever block. Like, yeah. The dude's sensitive on social media.
That's why I talk trash about him.
Sensitive on the field. And you saw it. Like, Debo's a freaking captain. And if Debo Samuel says, hey, lock it up. Like, I'm thinking about, like, the Wedding Crashers. Lock it up.
Lock it up. That was my movie,
too. Tell me to lock it up. I'm over here taking grenades in the trenches. you motorboat. Okay, so anyway. Like, dude. Whenever that happened, again, I was there at the game, but I'm posting on Twitter and I'm seeing different stuff and I see the video. I was like, all right, here we go. Now he's going to make a kick. That's what captains do. You put people in check. You're a long snapper, bro. Shut the hell up. Shut up. That's not your job. If somebody says lock it up, you shut up. That's a team captain addressing you. Like, understand where you're. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, this is such a big deal. First off, if you've been on the sidelines during football games, it's not always friendly. And if you could listen to the headset, the coach's headset, high school, college, NFL, oh, my gosh, it gets real. It gets real consistently in the heat of battle. So that's a normal thing. Even Jesse Sapolo came out, who's the nicest man in the world. Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, we used to do this all the time on the sidelines. Like 94, when we, you know, all the championships, like this is a normal thing. But with the videos and everything getting blown out of proportion, whatever, I am 100% Team Debo on this. I wish he would have went further. I wish other captains would have went further. You got to put people in their place from time to time, and especially with head cases, man, you check them. And there ain't nothing wrong with say, let's lock it in, let's go get it. And Tabor just blows everything out of proportion because he's so dramatic and sensitive. So I don't know. I'm sorry. I'll shut up here.
My thing was this, right? And I'll keep it short. And I know a lot of people feel like, you know, all I do is advocate for Debo Samuel, whatever. That's how you feel, cool. But at this point, it was like, dude, you missed 3 field goals. I ain't said to you, at least caught on camera, the whole time. I might have been whispering underneath my breath, whatever. But I'm going to come over to you, and I'm going to get you to do whatever. And he was talking to Jake Moody. So for Tabor Pepper to even butt in was kind of like, all right, bro, you about to catch the stray. Like, cats get caught in the stray. Like, that's what happens, man. Stay out of fire. We'll even talk to you, dog. I could talk to you. And so, like, when he did.
He hasn't even been good. Tabor Pepper hasn't even been good.
I just feel like the mush came because Tabor said something, and nobody's talking about what Tabor said, and that's fine. That's fine.
Cool. Why is a long snapper talking to anybody? Why?
But he said something to Debo, which caused the reaction, is what I'm trying to say. It's almost like the second player got caught, you know? And so when it comes to Debo Samuel, when it comes to any captain on the 49ers, they wear the C on their chest for a reason, right? And they're voted on by the players. One of their responsibilities is to hold players accountable, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what he was doing with his kicker. And, you know, I don't know how he said lock in, lock the fucking, lock motherfucking, get the locked in. It doesn't matter. Do you know what's wrong?
Lock in.
You know what's wrong? 49ers are sensitive.
Yes.
They're too sensitive. They're too soft. Very soft. And that's why we're not winning. That's why we're not hitting strides. It's a bunch of bitches out there on the motherfucking football field. That's what's really going on. And I know players don't want to hear that, but you can't be all this crazy, super duper sensitive out there, man. It's supposed to be the men of men, the warriors. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Right here, Nick. I'm a big fan of Nick. I think we disagree on every take ever, but I still love this dude. I appreciate you, Nick. Here's what Nick says. And so I want to present both sides because a lot of people were saying this, and I completely disagree with this take, but that's okay. I want to have the conversation. Disagreements are a great thing. Nick says Debo needs to tell himself to lock it up. Bad captain move. Captains don't go yell at people who miss field goals. Way off on this. Debo showed bad captain characteristics. No other captain did it. Do you know how many emails we get every single time? Where are the captains? Why aren't the captains addressing stuff? Dude, go fucking address it. Sorry. They got me cussed.
They all soft, except for Debo.
The Debo ain't soft. He ain't soft. You didn't lose.
You know what? It was one of the reasons why, today's generation, you got to talk a certain way, and like I don't know if I don't fit, man. That's why I try to just stay silent and go back into my cave, dog. Because Debo's a dog. Man, he's a dog. He's a dog. I think, you know what, for better word choice, we're lacking the dog mentality. 3 seasons ago, everybody on this team was a dog. All of a sudden now, the dogs died and went to heaven. I don't know what this team is anymore, but they're not tough. Nobody. Not any one of them. And for those that keep saying Debo need to check himself, fine, cool. Or maybe another captain needs to go over there and say that. But you know what? Not all of Debo's passes that are drops are even great balls. So let's check the quarterback too. Like, there's so many things that we can check in this game. Everybody needs to hold everybody accountable at this point. But the Niners need to figure out how to get back together as one band, one sound, on 3 levels. Offense, defense, and special teams, and continue to find ways to win games. I think at this point, I'm over the pretty stuff. I'm over 30, 40 point. We ever had a 40 point blowout under this. I'm over it. I'm over it. Find a way to win the motherfucking game. Yeah. Period.
And they did that. So let's transition now, because there's so many positives. And I know in social media network and whatever else, it always, the negative gets blown out. Like, it's so funny. But that's okay. Man, I went through PFF all the players on the 49ers just to see where they rank through 10 weeks this season. These are all top 10 rankings on the 49ers currently. I want you to pick one or two of these guys, Wayne, and just kind of elaborate on them. We can go with whoever you want. All right. There's nine of them.
Damn.
Fred Warner, number one linebacker in the NFL. George Kittle, number one tight end in the NFL. Kyle Juszczyk, number two fullback in the NFL. Renardo Green, the rookie, third highest rated corner. Trent Williams, fourth highest rated tackle. Nick Bosa, fifth highest ranking defensive end, even coming off his worst game. Juwan Jennings, turning into my favorite player on this damn team. Sixth best wide receiver in the NFL. Brock Purdy, eighth best cornerback, and another rookie, Dominique Pooney, ninth best guard in the NFL. That's impressive. Which one of those do we want to focus on? Because it's freaking stellar, man. There's so many studs are out there.
Honestly, none of that shit matters, bro.
Oh, don't do that.
It's hard for me to focus on that.
I worked hard to get that list together.
And you're right. So we'll focus on it. I mean, Fred Warner. All right, so look, the two best players on this team this season, Fred Warner and George Kittle. Let's focus on them two. Other than that, this team got to figure out how to get it together. And I think that it needs to be the focus. And I know cats aren't playing for individual stats. That's not how we roll. But and I know PFF is doing their job, and you did your job. You put this list out there, and we can highlight that, man. But again, it's like signing all of these top skill players, and we lose. What's the fucking point? We need to go out there and figure out how to win, dog. But let's focus on the best offensive player. Let's focus on the best defensive player to me for the 49ers. I think Kittle, you said Kittle was ranked what? Let's focus there first.
Kittle's number one.
Yeah, and he should be. He's been number one tight end in the league forever. I don't understand why it's been Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce, Travis Kelce. Every time I post a George Kittle post, I keep saying he's the best damn tight end in the league. And everybody, and I think the 49er faithful knew that, but I think it's hard to push that out there or push that agenda because he's not scoring all the touchdowns. Well, he's scoring them now. Scoring them now. And he's been consistent with it, man. When Kittle's not injured, who's effing with Kittle, dog? Real talk.
Yeah.
He's
and now he's
be,
got a hamstring issue, but it seems like he's going to be all right.
That is true. That is true. But I feel like he plays through certain – he's able to play through certain injuries because he knows how to mentally and physically prepare for those. I'm not sure this hamstring issue is going to be huge, but that was a beautiful route, man. Beautiful fade route in the end zone, man. Like, I just – and the beautiful extending play from Brock Purdy. I mean, the dude danced in the devil like a pale of moonlight, bro. I was – touchdown. Yes! You got to love what they do offensively when they're in sync and the continuity is there, you know. And, again, that was an extended play for that touchdown, but it was a play that gave the 49ers their mojo back because after that turnover, it was a wrap. Defensively, Fred Warner is just a man. But there's a part of me that I feel like when it comes to talking to the players, he's soft.
Well, the funny thing is, like, a couple weeks ago, Shanahan even talked about it. He's like, man, locker room speeches aren't like what you see in the movies. And, again, I've been a part of this. Like, what happens is you usually meet with your coaches and kind of like, hey, we're going to make these, like, not even with the players. The coaches meet first. And you kind of break down everything at half, and you're like, okay, we got to address this. We're going to adjust this. We're going to adjust this. Get with your positions. Line it up. Let's go. Because you don't have a lot of time. But Kyle even said, you know, a lot of times if I don't have time, I'll just say, hey, Fred, break them down. Like, you talk to him. But, yeah, it's weird because he's the nicest human being ever. We met him. Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hands down. Hands down. He's a warrior when he puts on the pads. I said talking to players, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's the guy that you want to be the bad cop. I think he's a motivation.
He's the good
he's a set by
you.
Example.
Yeah.
He's vocal, but he ain't going to be punching nobody in the face like Debo.
He's the good cop. It's funny because that's just who his personality is. But when he's on the football field, he's definitely the bad. Like, he's a bad guy. Like, he's a bad man, man. Listen, Fred Warner is a bad man. Scary man, too. Probably, isn't he top five scariest players in the NFL? There's a list going around about that.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. So let's go to this. Let's go to Fred. Let's listen to Fred. Because I do think that the defense is getting better. They dominated the game. They didn't get turnovers. That was a little bit rough.
Bro, but like, 215 yards. The defense
should have been a blowout.
It was the turnover, bro. I'm telling you.
One turnover and the fourth quarter and the penalties. But let's hear from Fred just about how the defense is getting better, because I think that is true.
I'm not concerned with it. My concern right now is to get better as a team. You have to find a way to win in this league no matter what the situation. You talk about this week coming out of a bye week against a great team, going cross country, all the time changes, all this and that. There's going to be some rust there, whatever it is, whatever the case. Like, there's so many things that go into winning and losing football games. Yeah, do I wish we blew them out by 30? Of course. But at the end of the day, I want to make sure that we're playing our best ball when it's needed at the end of the season, right? And we look at the tape this game, and you'd much rather learn off of a win than a loss, you know? And so we're going to continue to get better, and that's when we'll find those signature wins for you.
Dude. It's funny because I feel like you said the same sentences that he said. Mm-hmm. Like 5 out of 10 were the same things you said this episode, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Y'all even had some of the same phrases. Maybe you need to stop watching his press conference too much.
I love Fred Warner. First of all, y'all know that. Like, it's Fred and Debo for me, right? So, like, those are my guys. So, talk lightly, tread lightly when you talk about those guys. Like, those are my guys, man. I can't help it because I feel like they really, it's like blood in, blood out. Like, you know. It's blood in, blood out. You know
that's
what that
one
is.
Of the best things about Wayne, man. Your passion, and can't hold back.
And
so that's why we're here. That's why we've done, I don't know, hundreds of shows together. I don't record with other people, man.
That's what's up, bro. I feel honored and special. Like, really. Like, in a good way.
It's you and Ant. And Ant's, like, he's my coaching dude. He's just a good film dude, like, whatever. But, man, yeah, I don't record with a lot of people. I don't spend time with fake people. And so you keep being that, and we all got our guys. Juwan Jennings is turning into my guy.
I've always loved him. He might be he a different type of dog though. Like I didn't say that all the dogs left. I said most of them died and went to heaven. Good movie, Miss Charlie. But my point is, like, there's still some dogs left. I just don't know. It seems like the offensive mentality the mentality of the offense is a little out of sync. Like, you know what I mean? And it could be because there's too many different pieces out there all the time. So they can't really build continuity. The only thing that's been set is the offensive line. We have not shifted. Maybe we brought in Spencer Burford for a play or two, if I'm not mistaken. But other than that, this offensive line is the offensive line. It doesn't matter how bad Jake Brendel is every single game, he will awful. Start.
Yeah, he was awful.
Sorry, Jake. Got to hold you accountable, dog. Lock
17,
in.
Great. 17.6 pass block grade. Like, it's funny because, like, the offensive line, we're used to Colton McKivitz being bad in the pass, but he's so good in the run. And we're used to Jake Brendel being so bad, you know, in the run, but good at the pass. They flipped. But you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. The offensive line is the offensive line. It ain't going to change.
It's not. That's the only continuity we got. And George Kittle. And you know what might be hindering us just a little bit? Not having a solid number two tight end. I think not bringing back Charlie Warner or Ross Dwelly was a big mother boo-boo.
Yeah.
Eric because Saubert, you got two tight ends. What the fuck? And you know I like Saubert, but he ain't clicking.
No, he's not. His first play of the game was a false start on first down to, like, break the huddle. So, like, it was just like, so now you're getting into, dude, it's up here too. You know,
see?
What I mean? Like, the mental aspect.
And that's a veteran.
Players is a big deal.
That's a vet. He's a vet.
It is.
And so.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I missed a super chat. My bad.
Sorry, Dr. Steve.
That was on me. After you, Wayne.
Dr. Steve, is it Brule or Brule?
It's based off a TV character.
Got you.
Yeah.
This was he said he finally got to meet the legend John Chapman. I did eventually join the party. John, thanks for all you do. That's what's up, man.
Man means the world. It was so cool seeing him. And so, like, you know, we do all these trips, and Wade, you know, whenever you meet these people in person that you've, like, talked to, and you see their AVIs and you see their names, like, y'all see us. But, like, when we get to meet you guys, it means the freaking world to us. So, Dr. Steve Brule, really appreciate you, man. And everybody that came out in Buffalo, it was incredible, man. We had a great party. Frank Gore came in.
Not Buffalo, Tampa. You didn't get to Buffalo yet.
I'm already working on the Buffalo trip. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the next one. Now,
David said we missed Warner, not Dwelly. I beg to differ. Ross Dwelly had the best hands on the team, yo. I stand by that, man. You could throw that ball anywhere, and he would find a way to catch it.
He did what he needed to do. He did all the time.
But for some reason, when they were over Dwelly, they were over Dwelly. I don't know how he fell out of the rotation. I don't get it.
Dwelly, baby. Remember when he played fullback?
Bro, I do. He was the spot. Yo, he was back there holding it down, number 82. I don't know what happened, man. I take Ross Dwelly as a pass catcher over Charlie Warner any day, but the run game is different, and we're not talking about it. And that's why I think part of the reason, because the biggest issue isn't missed field goals. You can go miss field goals all you want, but you're wrong. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell everybody out there that you're wrong. The biggest issue is that we're ranked 20 motherfucking 8th in the red zone. And that's terrible. When you were ranked first, number one, with over 68% last year's success rate, we are at a 40% success rate. It might be less because I ain't checked after the last game. We went 1-for-3. That is horrific.
Let me ask you this, Wade. Should we be more aggressive on fourth down instead of settling for field goals?
Are you saying that because you're scared that he might miss?
Well, I think it's – yes, I am scared that he will miss. But I'm also, like, we've got to get more touchdowns. It's yes, it's both. It's yes and, right?
I'm sorry for laughing. That was funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, when Nick Moody goes out there to kick, the whole freaking stadium, which was mostly 49ers fans – like, they're just, like, PTSD already.
I know, man. Like, it's tough. He's got to find a way to – because if not, Faith will go and have at him. I can't save you, bro. Sorry. I try. I've done enough trying to save Jake Moody. I'm at the point where if you ain't trying to save yourself, bro, I'm on. I'm not getting
beat. You're not his Tabor Pepper.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I'm not getting beat by this Faithful. This Faithful is tough.
They are. So, would you go for it more on fourth downs?
I just, you know, football, John, to me, the one thing that I'm starting to, I think, understand a little bit more and more as we watch today's football is based off analytics. And some coaches are just going to be the analytic coaches. I feel like Kyle's falling into that. And I hate it. I know you do.
I hate it.
Because it takes out the, what's the word? The gut plays. Like, follow your gut. Like, and yeah. F them numbers, man. So, like, at this point, it depends. And we've seen Kyle be aggressive. We've seen him on a 4th-and-4, 4th-and, you know, whatever. He'll go for it. I just feel like if they didn't get in on the third down and you can try to attempt the field goal, I think you go for the field goal. I think you got to give Moody opportunities to get out of his own head. So, in that sense, got to let the kicker kick it. That's what you got a kicker for. But I'm focused. I'm talking about in the red zone. If that's what you're focusing on in the red zone, if it ain't worked on the first three downs, you know what's crazy? When we got to the red zone in this game, we never got to, like, the 5-yard line. It was all 8, 9, 11, right? It was.
We score more touchdowns from the 40 than we do the 5.
Right, because of explosive plays.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, if we would have got to the 5 instead of the 8 or the 9, that first down, you run it, you can hand it off 3 times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you're hoping you move at least a yard or 2, right, to get into the end zone. Well, we're at the 9. Matter of fact, where was the first when we got – let me look at it. All right, so we had to punt. Because it was an incomplete pass. I'm trying to figure out when we was in the red zone. I don't see that up here. But
it was twice in the first 3 quarters.
Right.
Before, and then we scored the touchdown to Kittle.
To Kittle, right. But my point is, when you got there, it was just like you handed off to McCaffrey the one time. You get 1 yard and you get pass. So it's like, dang, like we weren't even close enough to probably attempt the run. Because he was looking for a big chunk on the run. But when teams come out, John, and put 7 in a box, you got to throw the ball. I don't know if that's analytics too, but it's just common sense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're not going to be able to run this. It don't matter
who
it
is. Like, I hate the run first down, pass second down.
I know you
don't like that. Like, I love passing on first down. I love running on second down, and running on third down is my favorite play in football.
Yeah, because no team's expecting it. Exactly. Duh.
But
duh. That's what but part of, I think, the hindrance of the 49ers offense is it's just too many different pieces out there, man. It's so more opportunities for mistakes to happen. You could go from, you know, a first and whatever and get a penalty. You could go, now it's first and 15, first and 20. It's so many little different things that changes up why the play calls aren't successful in the red zone. But the Niners got to figure out how to stop shooting themselves in the foot. And I think that's the biggest – the biggest issue with the team offensively. That's just like you said, defensively, the biggest issue is fourth quarter. Fourth quarter defense, the biggest issue for the defense. Because they, bro, they held them to like 35 rushing yards in like almost three quarters of football. 50 in almost three quarters of football. It wasn't until the fourth quarter.
It was dominated, and it was a close game. It was like, what is happening? What was happening?
I tried to tell you, bro, that game was crazy. That game was crazy. You look, if you are a statistical person, and you don't watch football, you just look at the numbers, you are scratching your head saying, how in the heaven did this team, Tampa Bay, only lose by 3 points when they only put up 200 and I think 15 total yards?
That's nothing. It's pennies.
When they were averaging, they had the number one, number two offense average per game.
Ooh. Man, I'm excited. We're going to look forward. I want to get to Sonia's question here in a second. Talking about the remaining schedule, Wayne. We got 8 games left. We're going to see what that looks like. But real quick, quick word from our sponsor, MyBookie.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, got to say credit to the great Sonia Martinez. Appreciate you in the super chat. I love this question. All right, looking forward. The 49ers got 8 games. We're going to predict the schedule, Wayne. I want to know what you feel. It's going to be stressful. Buffalo, Miami Bears. You got the Packers. 3 divisional games. Man, what do you think the post-bye week record will be? We'll just go post-Bucks because we already won one. We have 8 games left in store, and it's not easy. I'm going to read through it super fast. Home, Seattle. At Green Bay. At Buffalo. We'll be there for that 40-hour road trip. Come party with us. Home, Chicago. Home, Rams, at Miami, home Detroit, at Arizona. We'll be there for that one, too. 49ers rush road trip. How you feeling about this schedule post? It's not easy. It is a tough, tough schedule.
Nah, it's not. It's not easy at all. And I know it's hard to determine, you know, how the 49ers are going to show up because the identity is kind of weird. Are we a running team? Are we a passing team? I will say this, though. If Christian McCaffrey continues to trend upwards with his health, you know, and he continues to build, this team gets back to pure dominance. You just got to give it time. And so I'm looking at the Seahawks as a dub. I'm looking at the Packers as a dub. You know, people keep saying, oh, the Packers, they just as bad. Jordan Love is terrible. So at this point, and that's what we needed, because last year he was having this epiphany. It was like he was competing against my man from Houston, like him and CJ Stroud. I was like, what the fuck is going on here with these quarterbacks, these young guys? I don't think Jordan Love is the same guy. He's having a worse season than Brock Purdy. Look it up. And a lot of people are down on Brock. So I like our chances in Green Bay. I just feel like we show up in Green Bay. After that, Now we got to head to Buffalo. Buffalo's a weird team.
One of my betting axioms, I never bet on Josh Allen. I never bet on Josh Allen.
If they don't run the ball, which they struggle with the identity of running the ball, bro. Like, now they give us a bunch of guys we've never seen before. Like, we get a bunch of Ray Davis. It could be a long night. I wouldn't be surprised they bring up Frank Gore Jr. too. Just because. That's the difference between Kyle Shanahan and any other head coach. They hit you with some surprises. But, again, that would be another game where I feel like Christian McCaffrey would just keep taking trends up. And so once that offense gets in lock, it's going to be hard for their defense, which is not great, to stop the 49ers offense. It's all about our offense unlocking at the right time. I think we beat Buffalo. I really do. I do. I'm not going to lie. Then we come back home and play the Bears? The who?
They just fired their coordinator, Shane Waldron. He was the worst coordinator.
Worst coordinator and whatever.
I told everybody at Hard Knocks how terrible this dude was. Nobody said anything. I told you he's terrible.
Here's where it gets tricky. Now we got to pay attention to how the Bears are going to look with whoever's calling the new plays.
Thomas Brown, who's good.
Yeah, if they let this dude, Caleb Williams, be himself, they'll probably start winning some games. So we got to pay attention to them. But they're coming here. We should be able to beat them too. So is that four games right now?
Yeah, you got four. You got us going 4-for-4.
All right. So where are we at after that?
Rams.
At home.
Rams.
It's a Thursday night football game too.
Yeah.
Chalk that up as a win. Kyle not losing twice to Sean McVay. Yeah.
Then at Miami.
And then that's where it might get you. So we're either losing to Buffalo or Miami. I feel like Miami during that week will be hot. That's enough time for Tua to get back into the rhythm. I know Tyreek Hill's dealing with the wrist injury, but he's playing through it. I feel like that is a game we got to travel back on the East Coast.
It's our second only rest advantage game this season.
Oh, my gosh.
Bucks and Miami. There's only two games.
All right, so it's either we're losing to Miami or Buffalo. Pick your poison.
5-1.
All right, so that's one.
Then Lions and Cardinals.
I don't what nobody say. We beating the Lions. I don't care if we beat them.
That's 6-1.
Yep, and then we beat the Cardinals. And we win
that's
the division.
7-1.
That's it.
You go 7-1.
Isn't my overall record like what is it? What is that? 12-5?
13. You said 13-4.
13-4, and that would be 12-5. That'd be your record right there, right?
Seven. That's 7 wins. That gets you to 12-5. Mm. Man, you fighting for that 1 or 2 seed if you 12-5.
Listen, I'm fighting for the Niners to never lose again. That's what I'm fighting for. That's what they need to focus on, man. Just continuing finding ways not to lose games.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, and I'm not being a homer, y'all. Like, I really feel that this team will find a way to get hot.
And right here, I think this is the, you know, train wreck. He says, go look at Arizona's Cardinals schedule and you'll cry. Well, the NFL does that on purpose because they finished fourth in our division. So they get a fourth place schedule. We finished first. We get a first place schedule. So here's theirs. Seattle Vikings, Seattle again.
But Seattle plays them tough, so that's a difference.
Yeah, Patriots, Panthers, Rams, us. Yeah, they've got some cupcakes in there with the Patriots and Panthers. Our schedule is much, much harder. There's no doubt about that. Corey Stewart says way too many third and sevens, and almost all those third and sevens come after second and 15s.
Correct. That's
like,
a good point.
We get a sack. We get a false start. Yep. We get a second and 12.
Yep.
And so it like shit hits. Like we got to get in third and manageable. We got to get in third and manageable. And third and seven. So like on the play chart. I mean, this was on my play chart as a defensive coordinator. Is kind of where I cut my teeth. But like, whatever. On your play chart, your Waffle House menu, it says third and 7 to 3rd and 4, 3rd and 3 or less, mm-hmm. 3rd and 8. Plus, like, you have your plays broken down. 3rd and 7, 8 where you want to be. But you're correct. Shanahan will sacrifice second down to get to 3rd and manage, like, consistently. But I hate 3rd and 7s, man. I want 3rd and 3s, 3rd and 4s, and I want to run the ball. Like, that is just a dominant. When it's 3rd and 4 and you run the ball out of a pass set formation, nothing better in sports, man.
It isn't. And look, Kyle has his play sheet. I like these play calls. I just feel like the execution will get better. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. Them executing these play calls when they need to. I think they'll get better. So, look, the good news is Christian McCaffrey feels good. And the good news
is... That changes everything.
And this is not a slight to Jordan Mason, who was high on the one of the rushing leaders in the NFL. No, it's not. This is great because now you can trust Jordan Mason to go out there and when he gets the ball, to do the damn thing. And that's what you need.
His first carry, his only carry, he totally misread his block.
He missed the block. I said that live, and I was like, he probably should have cut that junk right back in.
Kyle Juszczyk dominated his dude and just missed it, man. It was all on base. Then they put in Isaac Garrido. He misses his block and gets Brock Purdy killed. And so it was like, man, dude, we're trying to get you guys snaps. And then, you know.
That was on a pass, though. So that was on a pass play. He got the block. No, he didn't miss the block. He just didn't.
You got to stay in protection on that one.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So that's what I was trying to say. Like, he didn't miss the block. He checked and released. He did the wrong thing. You know what I mean? Because he blocked him. He checked him. He just released.
And then the next option, look at Juan. I love Juan. He says, can we stop with the Deebo runs? Seems like that. We got to get Christian McCaffrey out. The dude played 56 snaps coming off of freaking IR. And it's like, man. And the Niners tried. They tried to get CMC off the field early on a little bit. But every time they did, bad things happened. They're like, screw it. 23. You're wearing MJ's number. Go do your thing. It worked. You won. Right here, Jacob, appreciate the super chat, my friend. He says, John and Wayne, please be honest. Do you honestly see this team making it back to the Super Bowl? Because based off of what I've seen, I don't. On a separate note, any Greenlaw update missing that guy? Wayne?
Let's start backwards. So the Greenlaw update is Kyle Shanahan is not opening up the practice window for Greenlaw this week. My guess, and I'm curious to know what John thinks, is maybe the window will open up next week, and then you get him out there practicing. You kind of teeter that. He may play, you know, against Green Bay, and then I think his first start will be back in Buffalo. But he's not going to be overly worked, and so, like, I don't know how much of an addition he will be his first game because he's got to get back into football shape. So we're going to see some growing pains out there. So, but the cool thing is, I think that window will be opened up in about a couple of weeks. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So this week, right now, is the exact 9 months from the injury. So we just hit that plateau. So I'm going to say Chicago, December 8th would be his first game, but I am with you on activating after this week. The fact that he's running on the sidelines, huge. With his helmet on, I want to add that. I think that's huge, too.
That's huge.
So we'll take that now. Sorry, I got to get a drink of water. I'm struggling. Now let's talk about what Jacob asked.
Yeah.
So Super Bowl.
So, Jacob, man, look, I know the eye test doesn't look good for the 49ers. And I know a couple of their losses, you know, to the Minnesota Vikings, who look terrible now. I just want to put that out there. I think football fixes itself out, like, right? Like, I think it kind of levels itself out. So the teams that start off hot that look good, I think most of them are going to mellow out. And I think the teams that are supposed to be good and start off slow will end up boosting themselves up. So it's going to come down to really the San Francisco 49ers and some of these matchups that we just talked about. I really can see the San Francisco 49ers back in the Super Bowl because I can see some teams getting eliminated, may not be by just the Niners, but just other teams. So, like, you could look at the Detroit Lions and say they're the hottest team. Right now they are. But we got 8 games left. You know what I mean? So anything can change. I think for the 49ers, they just got to get back on the same page, back knowing who they are, back to the mentality where they are the bullies. I think that's the difference. I think the difference is the dogs are missing, and then you get one dog that goes straight and starting to check players because he's like, look, I'm tired of fucking losing. I think players are tired of losing, not just in these regular games, but, I mean, Debo's been to the Super Bowl twice and took L's. George Kittle twice took L's. A lot of these players. So they know, and I think they'll get it right. I can't see them back in the Super Bowl, just to answer your question. I do. I can't.
Man, I don't know. It, again, I've been a part of a lot of coaching staffs and some very, very competitive teams. Given it's, you know, Texas 6A football, it's different, but it's what it is. Every single coach, and I've worked with state championship coaches. I never experienced one myself. I'm Kyle Shanahan of high school coaches. But once you get into the dance, weird things happen. But you got to get in. I mean, you look at the best team probably through the regular season of all time. The New England Patriots went undefeated. They won all their games.
And they didn't even win a Super Bowl.
To a crappy, like, Giants team that wasn't even good. It wasn't even a good team.
No, they had a plan.
They had a plan.
And their plan, they executed the plan. Do you understand that? That's what I mean. Like, it comes down to executing and things like that. Their plan was to be rotative defensively. And they kept sending pressure to Tom Brady, not from the sides, from the middle. Tom struggled against pressure in front of his face. He was excellent against the pressure from the side. He could feel that shit. He couldn't figure out. He wasn't quick enough, wit enough, how to deal with the guys in front of him. And they roughed him up both times in the Super Bowl. That's like a giant blueprint.
One of the first NASCAR
blueprint.
Packages. Right. They put Onyemata and Justin Tuck on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were like some of the first to do that.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Like, there's not a team that the 49ers, if they play their best game, cannot beat.
Okay.
That team does not exist. You talk about the Chiefs. Chiefs ain't playing Super Bowl level football right now. Somebody's like, yo, they're 9-0, but they're barely beating bad teams consistently. Like, consistently, they beat us pretty good, but, like, whatever. Four core story. I'm going to go away from that. The Niners get hot, yes, but you got to get in. And so usually the Niners haven't been in this area because they handle their business and they're in first place after the bye week and they just stay there. Well, we're a half game out of first place right now. Arizona Cardinals are on a bye. You win this game against the Seattle Seahawks, then you're tied with Arizona. You play Arizona the last game of the season. You went out, you're in. You go 7-1 like Wayne's predicting, you're good. You're in. You're hosting a playoff game. And from there, anything could happen. Anything could happen. And I like what Mark says. He says, Niners could get hot in the playoffs. You never know. You just got to get in. And that's 2 months from now. So we'll see. Shout out to Crydax. Appreciate the super chat. Special teams cost us 3 games. LA, Arizona, Minnesota, 100%. Why are we not seeing changes? Can the offense and defense? You never seen Shanahan fire a coach in season. I hate it. If John Chapman was in charge, Brian Schneider would be gone. And I will always say this. If you think you are not valued or nobody cares about you, just understand Brian Schneider still has a job. So there are people that will remain loyal to you. Shouldn't happen. Should have fired him last year, but that's okay. We'll see. Maybe they grow. I don't know. Wayne, this has been a blast. I love this show. I wish it would have been more positive. I feel bad. I got a lot of positives in my notes, but we went off a little bit. But that's okay. It's therapeutic. We got the win. Why don't you close us out? Let's get out of here, bro.
Hey, man. Not every win is going to be pretty. Some of them going to be gritty. And that's what the Niners did. And, hey, I tell you what, they'll be back home playing against the Seattle Seahawks, and I expect the Seahawks to bring their A++++ game against the 49ers. They're not trying to go 0-2 and get the sweep. So the Niners got to come out and put their goddamn foot down. I expect a bunch of Debos on the football field Sunday afternoon, and that's what I'm talking mentality-wise. I think Brock Purdy plays really well against the Seahawks. Is that one? That's the one team that doesn't seem to give him too many problems, all right? And so, look, they just got rid of probably their best linebacker, which is weird to me. They released him or whatever. I don't know if anybody's going to pick him up off of whatever, but, hey, he ain't going to be there. So the Niners just got to stay on the course. I guarantee you they're going to be turning it up a notch every single week, not to like exhaust themselves out, but at the right time, Niners will get hot. They'll get back into winning, and I think that's the only thing that should matter, faithful. So if we're winning, we're winning. Stay faithful, baby, and we out this joint. Peace.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories, their ideas, make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.